Jim, on the 1st of December. The 1st of December.
Well, what's he doing here?
I don't know. You invited him.
December.
He had his month.
Christmas carols were playing at my breakfast table this morning.
Disgusting.
This is the worst day of the year for you because it's a year out from November.
It's sad.
I've got the most beautiful looking moustache I've had all month.
And it's December.
Santa. Like,
guys, please welcome Tommy Windsor. You can mow your own way. November, Tommy Windsor.
Good morning, Mobart.
It's a sad Tommy. You're talking about end of November.
Look, it is, but it isn't too, because we've had a great month, and you know, you drive down the road this morning, you go to work this morning, you go out in the community today, and you're out in a community, you're on a road. That is a changed place because of Movember. You know, right, driving down the road this morning, I see a bloke on his bike, you know, who I know has had some challenges over the years with his health, and he's out there and he's taken account for his own health and he's taken account for his own happiness, and he's out there riding his bike while most of us are still in bed, to be honest. Yeah. You know, yesterday I'm out at Norske Skog talking to a workforce of a few hundred there, predominantly men. They've taken, as a workplace, taken account and responsibility for the health and safety of their employees, and had a great chat with them about everything Movember, about looking after each other, looking after yourself. So, yes, while it's not technically still Movember, the legacy will live on till another 11 months till we shave down again.
Well said, Tommy.
And look, I definitely don't want to take any credit, but I've...
No, you probably shouldn't.
Good.
Just me, Nate. Yes.
You guys carry me. The big guys. The big fella.
Our shoulders
don't,
hurt.
Don't take it. You hate taking credit. Go on.
But no, look, a lot of messages, you know, sharing my own story this month, and still some are coming through. And look, apologies if you are listening to the show and I haven't replied yet, because when I want to take the time to read, because some of these are big messages and people talking about their own struggles and their own battles. So, and look, when I have that time to sit down and read, I do want to reply to every single person. But I love that people are sharing their story and telling me that not only from me, but from us, from you, Tommy, from even other people sharing their stories. I mean, we had Maddie Wade on the show yesterday chatting about, you know, battling testicular cancer at 16 years old, how he got involved in Movember. Those stories are helping other people face their own problems and get help. And that is, I don't know, like, you know, the money and stuff's great. I know people can still donate, you know, now the donations haven't stopped yet. If you want to donate the Mobart Mobros. But no, it's those stories really warm my heart.
Well, as you said, Tom, it's a year-round thing. It's a year-round thing. Of course, I mean, you grow the moustache for the month of Movember, but that doesn't stop. Movember is a year-long event. It's all about talking about it and, I guess, stop men from getting these health issues, be whatever they are.
Men's health doesn't sleep, guys, and that's it. I think that's the great thing about the month. It gives us a month to highlight it. Have fun with it, and you know, we have a laugh too, but you know, that's exactly what the solutions are we're talking about. It's one guy on the radio talking up about his own health that then inspires someone else to talk up about theirs and talk to their friends about theirs, which then inspires other people. That is the brilliance of this solution. The solution is with the community. It's not a magic pill that's going to be developed in Switzerland somewhere. It's all of us taking account for our health and saying, you know what? This isn't good enough, Australia. This isn't good enough, Tasmania. This isn't good enough, Mobart. Let's make change. Let's impact, change the face of men's health.
Absolutely. And Tommy, we do want to thank you as well, mate. We've had you in every week, except for that one week
thank
where
you.
We forgot.
Thank
no,
you.
No, I think we had him in on the Monday.
I had him on the Monday. Yeah, that's right. We had you in an ice bath. Yeah. But Tommy, you've been instrumental in helping us get this message out and stuff as well. I mean, you just said you've been around town doing talks for a lot of people, helping push this amazing cause and everything that you do. And a massive round of applause for you, buddy, because I know.
Thanks, guys.
You don't like taking credit.
Thank you. Love it. I just enjoy it.
Tommy, can I ask, how was, I guess, this year different to others? Because, I mean, last year was really affected by COVID. I mean, we didn't even have the point to Pinnacle. How did you find this year?
It was really good to have that day back. That's sort of the core of who we are as the Mobart Mobros. Just a motley crew of guys and girls making a bit of noise, raising awareness and having fun. And that event just aligns so perfectly with us. And not to mention it's exercise, it's a challenge, you know, all those things that align with our cause and what we're about. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun to be back doing that. But at the same time, I think I've mentioned on the show before, our efforts as the Mobart Mobros have probably spread a bit more over the 11 months this year, which I think is really important as well. And Movember have done that as an organisation globally as well. They've got Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. They've got, you know, Check Your Nuts. Mm. They've got Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. They've got Mental Health Awareness Month. And they're doing a number of different programs and initiatives, over 1,250 health programs to date and counting around the world. So plenty going on. And Movember for me is just a bit of fun.
I just think, I mean, with the Mobart Mobros in particular, I mean, I'm going to use the example of the Point to Pinnacle, the warm-up. Even when it's not strictly about the message that we're getting out for Movember, it's just the vibe that they create as well. I mean, the warm-up and the smiles from people just went, Tommy, you were on the mic there getting the warm-up going, everyone's wearing the shirts, going up the mountain. And it's the attitude from everybody, be they running or walking, wearing those Mobart Mobro shirts, cheering everybody on.
You're nearly done. We're nearly there.
To the end.
Just one more hill to go.
Still got the cowbell from when we were cheering people on.
This comedy girl.
It's only one hill. But the way that, and you were doing it as well, Tommy, which was frustrating me because I couldn't talk back to you.
But headphones in, donuts. Absolute donut.
Leave me alone, Tom.
Join the Jimmy Nath podcast. He was actually listening to you, Tommy.
He was listening to himself.
Yeah, I cut both of you guys out.
come on, Nath, you can do it. You're amazing, Nath.
But that's what it was. I mean, it was that, and I saw that. I saw everyone wearing the Mobart Mobros tops, talking to other people, be they running or walking or on the side, just cheering people on. And it was them, that was the people that were encouraging everybody else, doesn't matter who they were, to get to the top of the mountain. Yeah. And to me, that's what I love the most about Movember is the Mobart Mobros.
It's got to be fun. You know, do you reckon Matty Wade had fun when he was diagnosed with testicular cancer at 16? Do you reckon that's a fun thing for him to think about?
No.
So if you're not having a laugh and if you're not spreading the message with a smile on your face and having fun, then we couldn't still be doing it 17 years later.
Absolutely.
You know, and we wouldn't be engaging as many people. You know, it'd be a pretty boring message and I wouldn't be here.
Totally.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
A big thing as well, you know, everything that we do, you know, I hope, you know, we're raising awareness or maybe you raise a little bit of money or whatever it is. But also for me personally, I always try to take something from the stuff that we do. Like the three of us are Mobart, we are Hobart. Like, and for me this year, a big thing, Tommy, I know that we've spoken is like, I want to take time over the next 12 months to make sure that I'm slowing down at times. Nathan and I say yes to too many things. Mm. And one of my favourite things this month was sitting down with Tommy. We went to La Sedina Loca and we had a beer and a bite to eat. And it was just one of my favourite parts of the month. And it was such a nothing thing. And it took nothing. And it only happened because we shaved down for Movember in the same place.
Yeah.
And we went, no, we need to do this. And that's, you know, I need to make more time for my friends and stuff.
It's easier to do.
And do this. And it is. It's so easy, but we get caught up in the busyness of life.
You've got to make time for it. You've totally. Got to take account and go, if I want that to be my life, then I can't just bumble along on the conveyor belt of life and say yes to every single MC gig that comes my way, because you'll be wrecked, guys.
Absolutely.
And you guys have owned that. You know, you've said, I'll only do the great stuff, like the Jack Jumpers basketball this Friday.
Good
night.
Answer, Tommy.
Like the casino this Saturday.
Thank you for reading that, Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, mate, we'll get your tickets awesome. To the basketball.
That's how it works. Yeah. You know, you've got to say, yep, this is what I want my life to be, and I'll take account for that. And by that, you end up in La Sedina Loca having a chat with the great Mobro, Joshy Carver, and his crew in there.
Yeah.
You know, you end up creating these moments in your life, which are the stories that you're going to look at back on and remember.
Absolutely. Tommy, we cannot thank you enough for everything you've done for Movember. How long, round of applause, how long are you going to keep that mo on before we get rid of it?
Like I said, it's only just started looking good in my eyes. Yeah,
so same.
Who knows? We might let it grow out into a beard. We might cut it in for a bit of Chrissy Joy. We'll see.
What does Fleur, your daughter, think?
Oh, she loves it. Although she reminded me this morning, Dad, it's Christmas now.
It's got to go, mate.
I just want to say, as you were asking Tommy that, and Tommy was describing, producer Grace was out there rolling her eyes.
Yours looks great too.
What do you think? Do you like Tommy without the mustache, Grace?
Oh, Tommy. Tommy looks great either way.
Oh, yeah. Now you've changed your tune, haven't you?
That was sincere.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.